Todd, you are announcing, I believe, that the futures odds have been set, right, for next year's college football season?
You guys are the exclusive home for breaking news. We actually just opened the odds up about 5 minutes ago, and they'll now be available throughout our Caesars Entertainment family to bet next year's BCS National Championship.
All right, roll us through. Last time we talked to you, we were talking about 3 to 3.5 to 1 LSU at the top of the board. For most likely, I guess this will be what do you call it, the 2012 or 2013?
2013 BCS okay. National title.
2013 BCS National title. Here, I'm going to make a guess. Tell me how my top five here looks.
No problem. I'll give you first shot at it, Clay.
LSU, I think, is going to be around, I'll say 3.5 to 1.
You're exactly right with LSU.
All right. Number two, I think, will be USC. I think USC will be about 5 to 1.
It's a little bit higher at 6 to 1.
Okay. Number three... This is interesting. I think will be...
I was thinking Alabama, but they might have five first-round picks.
I think Arkansas will be above Alabama, is my guess, just because they have a better schedule.
We actually have Alabama at 6 to 1 as well. For right now...
Are they number three?
They're number three. It will all depend on how many of their players on the defensive side of the ball declare, but we have to operate under the assumption that all those guys will come back, and therefore we have to keep them a little bit lower. Raise them pretty quickly, though.
So is that actually tied with USC then? You actually have two teams at 6 to 1?
Yeah, we have them both at 6 to 1. The amazing part about it, I'll let you guys continue to guess, a number of teams in the SEC in our top 10.
All right, I think that Arkansas is going to be in there, and I think
Oregon maybe.
Oregon will be up there too.
Oregon checks in at 8 to 1, right behind USC and Alabama.
Okay.
Arkansas is the next team behind them at 12 to 1. And based on the schedule analysis we did, Georgia also checks in at 12 to 1. You talk about a team I know we discussed last week. Very manageable schedule, a possibility for 11 and 1, and a chance to win the SEC.
What is UT's odds?
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
We have Tennessee at 150 to 1.
All right, put Tennessee within context of the rest of the SEC. Where's Vanderbilt?
We actually used Vanderbilt this year for the first time in recent memory, included them in our BCS field. We have Vanderbilt at 100 to 1.
Vanderbilt, you think, are projecting better than Tennessee. What is worse than Tennessee?
Projecting a little bit better.
What SEC team is projected worse than Tennessee?
Tennessee is actually the lowest SEC team we have on our board.
Ole Miss.
You don't have Ole Miss or Mississippi State.
We don't post futures on Ole Miss. Oh. We don't have them up there. Auburn is at 28 to 1.
Mississippi State?
Mississippi State is at 75 to 1.
Okay, is that everybody in the big net? What about South Carolina? Where do they check in? They'll be pretty good
next
year.
South Carolina is right in the middle of the pack at 30 to 1.
Okay. All right, so that is interesting. So Tennessee 150 to 1. Who else is 150 to 1?
The other teams we have grouped with them, we have the likes of Pittsburgh and Iowa State. The only two teams we have listed in our basically in our whole pool, not included in the field lower than the Volunteers, would be UCLA at 200 to 1 and Illinois at 200 to 1.
Wow. All right, so
information because everybody but LSU and Alabama fans basically is looking toward next year.
All right, so you will open – you said you opened those 5 minutes ago. Have you yet taken a bet?
We have not yet taken a bet. Unfortunately, as much as we'd like to publicize some of this, we don't go out and put it on ESPN for breaking news or anything else. Figured we'd give 3HL the exclusive story.
Well, this is pretty cool. So when do you suspect that people will start to wait? I mean, today you'll take your first wagers on the 2013 BCS. That's fair to assume, right? It's only 1:30 out there basically in Vegas right now.
Yeah, we'll have plenty of folks that'll come in looking to bet tonight's Orange Bowl that'll probably grab a sheet and take a look. I figure through the weekend it'll give us a much better idea of the teams that people are looking to bet. The one real tricky part we had to deal with was Baylor and what to open them at.
Because of Robert Griffin, yeah.
Exactly. We use them at 50 to 1. I've heard from pretty good sources that he will be going to the next level. As soon as he officially declares, Baylor will drop down to about 75 or 100 to 1.
All right, so you say we just ran through the top. I mean, it looks like SEC Pac-12 heavy at the top of your list for 2013. Where would, say, Ohio State's out of the mix? Who's the highest Big Ten school? Is it Michigan?
The highest Big Ten school is Michigan, and we'll know right off the bat. Labor Day
Alabama game. Yeah.
Against Alabama. We opened Michigan at 20 to 1. I think that may be a little bit low, but considering a pretty strong fan following, if they were to win that Alabama game, the schedule breaks quite nicely.
All right, give us some other top conference teams. Okay, the ACC, would that be Virginia Tech?
The ACC has Virginia Tech and Florida State, both listed at 18 to 1.
Okay.
Have Oklahoma at 20 to 1. They were actually the biggest move downwards from talking to people close to that program. Even if Landry were to return, a number of other defections make it look like it's going to be tough for Oklahoma to compete. Notre Dame. You're not going to get true odds on the Fighting Irish at 25 to 1 just because the general public will come in and bet them anyways. Clemson checks in at 22-1. That number could change depending on what the public sees tonight against West Virginia. And then the Florida Gators, who we forgot to include in the SEC, they're listed at 40-1. Oh. Watching them against Ohio State, just think that offense has a long way to go.
All right. This is all pretty awesome stuff. Let's shift gears for a sec because this is great news that you're giving us. Tell me what the vibe in the sports book was like at the end of that Oklahoma State Stanford game when you think you got the winning touchdown. Oklahoma State people think they're going to be able to cash the winning checks, and then you go back. They take the drop back a couple of yards, kick the field goal, don't cover. Stanford people win. How much money did that end up? I heard $30 million in favor of the Vegas sports books. Give me a sense on the vibe there when that happened.
I would say it would be a low eight-figure swing on that particular game. Now, when you say low eight figures, it's always tough to get numbers on one individual game throughout the state, but it definitely changed the balance of power and turned a lot of books' potential losing days on January 2nd with all those favorites into a winning day. One of those games that you watch and you almost want to duck for cover behind the counter because you figure you'll have a few irate fans. But the reality of it is, and yes, I have a little bit of bias in this, Oklahoma State backers really had no business covering that game. I mean, Stanford led wire to wire, but definitely one of the more interesting finishes when you talk about a role reversal based on instant replay.
Yeah, and the other one that was crazy this year also involved Stanford. That was the USC game, right, where it went to overtime and USC fumbled into the end zone and Stanford ends up covering because it's an 8-point line or 7.5 or whatever it was.
Exactly. That game fell 56-48, and depending on what number you locked in there, it was a curious outcome. And, you know, another Pac-12 team was involved in the USC-Utah game earlier in the year, but that's an incident I'm in no hurry to rehash at this point.
Give us a sense of these NFL playoff games.
Wait, hold. Before we go to NFL, I just want to ask real quickly about the teams from the SEC that are now going to be new to the SEC, A&M and Missouri.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. How are you projecting those guys?
Texas A&M have listed at 60-1, have the utmost respect for Kevin Sumlin. I just don't think that team is mentally tough enough right now to really compete on that schedule. And Missouri is a real intriguing one. I wanted to use a number a little bit higher, but after watching James Franklin and realizing this team may be as dynamic offensively as some teams in the SEC, use 75-1 on Missouri. I'm real curious to see how both of these teams will fare in their first run through, you know, what we determine as the college football gauntlet.
Who is the – I'm scrolling through. You sent them to me. Who is the highest-ranked non-BCS team? Because it's going to be kind of difficult. I mean, where's Boise State this year, for instance?
Boise State at 50-1 right now.
Which is the lowest they would have been in, what, like 5-8 years?
Yeah, this is a team that I don't think will come in high enough in the preseason polls to really give them a legitimate shot to win the national championship. The highest well, I guess TCU no longer qualifies for that because they'll be members of the Big 12. They're at 40-1, and I think they could be a real dark horse if they're able to adjust the Big 12 rigors.
And quickly, I just want to know about the bowl game, I guess, tonight and tomorrow night, West Virginia, Clemson, and Kansas State versus Arkansas.
This West Virginia-Clemson game, if the betting public has their say, they're betting Clemson like they know the final score already. We're seeing tickets at about a 7 out of every 8 coming in on the Tigers at this point. So we will be big-time West Virginia fans. Hopefully Dana Holgorsen has a good game plan for Geno Smith. Kansas State, Arkansas, pretty good two-way action. We're sitting with Arkansas still at an 8-point favorite in this game. I think the fact that we decided to go over the key number of 7 has a lot of dog bettors thinking Kansas State's pretty live. And Alabama LSU, professionals still continue to come in on Alabama. We're out to 1.5 now, and the over-under holding strong at 40.
All right, quickly, I guess, go over the NFL playoffs real quick.
NFL playoff picture, we're looking at Houston Texans, a 3-point favorite over Cincinnati with a total of 38.5. Good two-way action there. New Orleans, double-digit favorites, 10.5 with a total of 59.5. The highest playoff total we've seen in wild card weekend in recent memory.
Ooh.
Giants,
wow.
3 with a posted total of 47. Taking a little bit of under money, actually opened that number at 49. It's been bet down some. And then Pittsburgh, 8.5 points on the road at Denver with a posted total of 34.5. Interesting note to that game, though, the last 5 times there's been a team entering the playoffs without a winning record, which so meaning 500 or worse, they're 5-0 against the number, 4-1 straight up.
Right. So Ryan Clark, the starting safety, didn't change the line or anything, you know, because
it hasn't. I think it's been more of a play against Denver and what the betting public has seen the last couple weeks. I actually think there's too much value in Denver. The hardest part is trying to figure out how the Broncos will muster enough offense. But given that Pittsburgh's only averaged about 14 points a game their last 4, I mean, awfully tough to lay 9 points within a game of this magnitude.
Todd Furman, our man in Vegas. Todd, thank you very much for the time, man.
No problem, guys. Enjoy the games this weekend, and enjoy the BCS title.